The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to talk about a condition that affects many people, which is insomnia. Insomnia is just simply difficulty sleeping. So people that have this will have either trouble falling asleep, trouble staying asleep, or both. As you may guess, one of the biggest causes of that is stress. And we all in America have certain degrees of stress, some more than others, but when that stress is chronic, it can do some pretty negative things to your body. And some of the big things that it can do are really cause trouble with your hormones. So if we're looking to identify what goes on or what goes wrong in the body or what the root cause of insomnia is, we need to understand a little bit what stress does. So let's spend a little time and try to understand that. The primary area that your body affects when it's under chronic stress is it affects your adrenal glands. Adrenal glands are little glands that sit on top of your kidneys. And they have several important functions. But one of the most important functions is they help your body regulate stress. And they do this by secreting a hormone called cortisol. So say you were in a frightening, very stressful situation, well, your body's level of cortisol would quickly spike or peak to meet that demand. And then once the threat or the danger or the fear goes away, cortisol returns back to normal. But how about the person who lives under daily chronic stress that never seems to completely go away? Whether it's the stress of finances or health issues or relationship issues or on the job or work site stress or the stress of getting along with your fellow employees and things like that. And we are all put in certain stressful situations, but when that stress becomes chronic, the adrenal glands for a while will do a nice job of keeping up with that demand. But over time, it can begin to ramp up and produce too much cortisol. And when that happens, that can cause a whole cascade of problems in the body. Sometimes what happens with people is they will produce too much cortisol for a period of time, and then after a while the body becomes depleted, it becomes imbalanced, and actually the cortisol levels sometimes plummet too low. And so that's the big area that stress really affects, is those adrenal glands. And this is at the heart of why a lot of people get insomnia. So cortisol is the main, one of the main hormones that your body produces during the daytime. But at nighttime, cortisol levels are supposed to go down as the demands of the day and the stress of the day kind of comes to an end. Cortisol levels should go down, and that is then replaced or counterbalanced by a hormone at night called melatonin. And melatonin levels should gradually come up while cortisol levels come down, and these two hormones help to regulate what is called your circadian rhythm. And what you'll see, though, with a lot of people that have chronic stress is their adrenal glands are just putting out too much cortisol, and that cortisol stays elevated when it's supposed to gradually through the day go down and by evening be quite low, and through the night it just keeps on putting it out, and the cortisol levels remain elevated all throughout the night. And because of that, the body doesn't respond appropriately with a good melatonin response, and insomnia ensues. So then the person says, I go to bed and I can't fall asleep. Or I do go to bed and I can maybe stay asleep, you know, an hour or two or three. Then I wake up and my mind is racing and I can't get back to sleep again. And then they go on and they try prescription sleep aids, or they try different relaxation techniques, or they go to their doctor and, you know, they get a prescription, a drug. And all those can be helpful or beneficial thing, but what really needs to be done is an investigation of that root cause needs to be made. In other words, we need to find the imbalance, what the chronic stress has done to the body, and figure out what those imbalances are, and then work to restore harmony and balance back to the body, especially in the cortisol and melatonin levels. The other area that is very commonly overlooked when it comes to insomnia is in what are called your neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are chemical messengers produced in the brain, and they help to regulate your mood, your feelings, your sense of drive, your energy levels to some degree, but they also have a big influence on your sleep patterns and behaviors. So examples of neurotransmitters are things like serotonin, dopamine, GABA, epinephrine, norepinephrine, glycine, phenylethylamine. There's a bunch of them, and they have many important roles. But at the heart of insomnia lie not only imbalances in cortisol and melatonin, but also many times in the body's neurotransmitters. And this is the link between people that have insomnia, and also many times they are also people that have anxiety and or depression. And the common link is that these neurotransmitters many times are imbalanced or dysregulated, not only in insomniacs, but also in people with depression and anxiety. So these are kind of the areas of the body: chronic stress, maybe not even just chronic stress, but maybe just a devastating life event, a loss of a loved one, a financial ruin, a significant health challenge. And what happens is these hormones, these neurotransmitters become dysregulated, and the person becomes anxious, they become depressed, they become insomniac, they can't sleep. And most people then turn to pills. And the problem with prescription sleep aids is they're highly addictive. And so they might work in the short term to help you sleep, but pretty soon you become dependent on them to sleep, and that's not a good situation to get in. Just like any drug, not a good idea, not necessarily safe to use them long term. So I kind of giving you the background on the areas to look at with insomnia. So in our clinic, we do testing for people that come into us for functional medicine concerns. We do testing to figure out what is imbalanced. So we do a couple of very pretty neat profiles. We do what's called a neuroadrenal profile and a melatonin profile. And The hormone parts where we test the cortisol, the melatonin that I was talking about, are done through saliva testing. And neurotransmitters are tested through the urine. And the representation of what is eliminated in the urine is pretty representative of actual body levels of these neurotransmitters. So it's kind of it's an indirect test, but it's a nice way to look to see what the general levels of some of these neurotransmitters are in your body, and it's very accurate. So we're going to talk about how we use these tests in actual clinical cases. I think you're going to find these couple cases I share with you pretty interesting and intriguing, especially if you have trouble sleeping or you know that somebody that has it. So if you got a question about this, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com, or if you prefer to email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you look on our website, you will find a tab for Treat the Cause, and it'll take you to a link to all of our past episodes. Also, when you look on our website, you will find a tab for functional medicine. There's a kind of a neat article that's on there that explains in a little more detail what functional medicine is all about. There's also an area where you can find a web address that will take you to a video that explains functional medicine in more detail. Functional medicine is something I'm really passionate about, something I'm board certified in, and I love to help people find the root causes of their problems. And so that's why we're talking about insomnia today, because let's face it, if you can't sleep well, that affects to every life. You can't perform as work as well as you want to. You're tired, you're cranky, it affects your personal relationship. It affects your ability to drive safely, to concentrate. And not only can it affect all those areas, but if you are not sleeping well, that's over time going to affect other areas of your health. So if you're just relying on taking a pill every night to be able to sleep, I just would urge you, hey, let these examples I'm going to share with you inspire you to actually find the cause of your insomnia yourself, to look for the underlying imbalances. So let's share a case. This is the best case of insomnia that I've treated in the last 2 years in clinical practice. One of the most dramatic results and really neat case. 16-year-old girl and beautiful young gal, but she can't sleep. She has had insomnia for months when she comes into me. It started after she had a bout of mono, and it seemed like after that it just really disrupted her sleep pattern. She could go to bed at night and lie in bed, and she would not fall asleep till sometimes between 4 and 6 a.m. Well, she's going to school. How do you go to school if you haven't got a wink of sleep until 4 or 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning, and you have to be up by 7 in the morning to get ready for school? So she comes into me with her mother, and she hasn't been able to go to morning to the first half day of school for several months. Of course, her teachers are upset. The administration is upset. She is having a tough time, you know, keeping up with her studies, her homework. She can't participate in extracurricular activities because of all the school that she's missing. And so her typical cycle, which she would fall asleep somewhere between 4 and 6 a.m. and then sleep. She could then fall asleep and stay asleep till about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. But she had to get up earlier than that so that she could at least get to an afternoon of school. So she was missing half days of school. She was tired all the time. And she did try some prescription sleeping pills, and that was given to her by her doctor. And they made her sick. She had side effects. She felt ill, feeling nauseated. And so that wasn't a good option. And finally, after living with us for months, her parents found out that we do functional medicine here, and they were open to a different approach. And so we did a detailed history on this young gal, and we did a workup on her, and we did several tests, but the two major ones we did were what were called a neuroadrenal profile and a melatonin profile. And the testing was very insightful. When we did her adrenal testing, we found that her evening cortisol levels were high. In other words, when I looked at her testing, it was a little bit high in the morning, which it should come up in the morning. And then during the day, it would kind of dip down a little bit, but when it was supposed to go down significantly in the evening, boom, it was staying elevated. So when your cortisol is high, you're kind of wired. You're tired, but yet you're wired. And that's precisely what she felt. And then we tested her melatonin levels, and oh my goodness, one of the lowest tests I've ever seen in clinical practice. Her melatonin levels were almost non-existent, just so they barely registered. But they were way below where the normal levels, and at nighttime they were low, and that's precisely the time when they should be coming up. We also tested her neurotransmitters, and we found some interesting things. Her levels of norepinephrine and epinephrine were low, which those are also associated with adrenals, so there's imbalances in the adrenals. We also found a key amino acid called glycine, and that was very low on her. And interestingly, glycine is associated with REM sleep behavior disorders. In other words, when that key amino acid is off, it really affects your sleep, your quality of sleep. So this girl's all messed up. She's got messed up cortisol. She's got messed up melatonin level. She's got two different neurotransmitters and an amino acid that are off. Hey, nobody out there does this kind of testing, not in the traditional world. If she had not gotten functional medicine, she would have not known any of this, because only functional medicine doctors are trained in this kind of testing and do this kind of testing. So with her, we were able to find the root causes of her imbalances, the root causes of her insomnia. So we put her on a very specific protocol. We gave her some support, some nutritional support for her adrenal glands. We gave her some melatonin to take. We gave her some glycine to take. And a couple other things. We gave her something called L-theanine, which is very good at regulating stress responses in the body. And it was such a wonderful case. It took a little bit of time, but pretty soon, instead of falling asleep at 4 or 5 or 6 in the morning, after a month or two, it was, she was falling asleep at, about 11 o'clock or midnight area. And then another month or two went by, and now, been several months later, she is totally back to normal. So gradual, steady improvement over a period of a few months to a point where she got to now she's sleeping normally. Well, this has dramatically changed her life. She's now in her senior year of school, and guess what? She's going to school full day. She's participating in after-school activities. She's no longer tired throughout the day, and she feels like a new person. And this is a case, had she not done functional medicine, she would have been probably addicted to sleep aids, which weren't working anyways and made her sick. And what would have this done to her health long term, not to mention her school performance and academics, had she not gotten to the root cause? This is the power of functional medicine, getting to the root cause. I want to share another case from the opposite end of the spectrum. So this was a young gal, 16. I also had a recent patient in her 70s. Same thing though. Chronic insomniac. Been this way for a year, she has. Where she gets 2-3 hours of sleep at night. Takes her till the middle of the night or early morning before she can fall asleep. And of course she's tired all day then. So we did similar testing on her. We did a neuroadrenal profile and a melatonin profile. And we found very significant elevated nighttime cortisol, a low nighttime melatonin, and in the evening. And we tested her neurotransmitters, and her a neurotransmitter called phenylethamine was low. That is associated with hyperactivity. We tested something called GABA, which is a neurotransmitter, and that was low. And low GABA is dissociated with decreased sleep quality. She had a decreased epinephrine level, and she had a high norepinephrine to epinephrine ratio. Bottom line is, she was imbalanced. She had hormonal imbalances. She had neurotransmitter imbalances, and her body's chemistry was out of whack. You can take sleep aids until the cows come home. It isn't going to correct the root cause of this problem unless you find it and treat it specifically. You can't just shotgun approach these things and just throw stuff at it, because she tried all the stuff and it didn't work for her. And so, long story short, she is well on her way to recovery now. She's seeing gradual improvement with the program we put her on of adrenal support, some melatonin. We put her on something called phenylalanine to increase her phenylethamine levels. We got her on a little bit of GABA, and we're getting things back into balance. But this is specific. It's specific root cause medicine. Find the cause and then treat the cause. And all these things we're treating these patients with, they're not drugs. They're amino acids, vitamins, minerals, herbal type things. That anything we can do to nudge the body's chemistry back into normal. So these are two wonderful examples of, you know, and we see this type of stuff all the time. People come in, doc, I can't sleep, can't fall asleep, can't stay asleep, or both. Got chronic stress in my life. I have anxiety in my life. I'm depressed. And these types of imbalances that we're talking about here, this is commonly what we see. But every case is unique. Every case is different. And so you got to do the testing to know where you're at. Because it makes all the difference in the world as to how you the outcomes that you get. How crazy is it to just blindly throw pills at things that are never even tested for? Oh, you have depression. Here's your depression pill. Well, how do you know it's affecting your chemistry in the right way or not? Or you have anxiety. Here's your anxiety pill. Well, how do you know that's the right approach to your body's chemistry? Or you have insomnia and, oh, here's your sleep pill. Well, how do you know that's the right approach based upon your body's chemistry unless you test it? And what I'm telling you is, functional medicine doctors are the ones that are going to do that kind of testing for you. So I hope this was helpful. We're just going to do the one episode here on insomnia. But it's such a thing, common thing that I've been seeing in the last couple, 3 years in clinical practice. I thought I owed it to my listeners to do a show on it. And if you want to reach out to us for more questions, just call us at 507-752-7650. When we talk next on Treat the Cause, I'm going to go back to what we just did a month or so ago. I got to talk about some knee pain cases that we've just had recently. We're just going to do one show on it. But we have this new piece of therapy equipment called a Neon Track. And I am just super floored at the results that we're getting with it. We got three exciting cases that I'm going to share with you. All people that have moderate to severe arthritis in their knees, and all three of them are responding beautifully to this non-drug, non-surgical treatment called the Neon Track. Look on our website under knee pain. You'll see a tab for knee or knee pain, and you'll be able to read. I have a guide called Dr. Pankinen's Guide to Knee Pain, and look at that as preparation for this show. But I just had to share these three knee pain cases with you coming up on our next show. That'll air on April 20th at 11:30 on KLGR. And I think if you got knee pain, somebody you know has got knee pain, you're really going to want to hear this episode because I think it's going to inspire you. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We love bringing these episodes to you, and we are so happy that you are listening. And please tell a friend, a family member, a neighbor about it. Direct them to our website to review past episodes. And have a wonderful day and stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.